Welcome to the show that is a life hack. Chaotic commentary. Everything's on the table. Nothing is sacred. News, sports, politics, sex. That one time at band camp. You never know what you will get, but you will laugh, think, and be informed. Let's spend a little time with chaos.
Are you down with the thickness? That's the question. So welcome to Chaotic Commentary. I'm Chaos. I'm the dude that has all of the Facebook degrees that you can possibly get. I'm even signing up for a few more just for fun. You know, why not? You know, the microphone in front of his face. Therefore, everything I'm saying must be true. So welcome to the program. Vegas was this past weekend. And who hasn't been? Everybody's been, right? I think it's funny because, this is probably my 500th time. I don't know. Like it's been so many, it's crazy, which doesn't mean anything. But the times change over the years. You know, when I was 25, it was show up eyes wide open, FOMO, all kinds of it. Like just throw the bag in the room, get downstairs, get on a table, get to a club, get a drink in your hand and just go entirely berserk and have a good time. And over the years, you kind of learn, or you kind of maybe you just can't do what you used to do, but you take certain things a little bit more seriously. Maybe gambling, maybe you take it a little bit more seriously, and then you realize, oh, you know why they give you free drinks? It's because when you're drunk, you make some of the poorest decisions you'll ever make. Like, how many times has anybody ever said, you know, and then I was drunk, and then I made the best decision of my life? The percentages are very, very low. I mean, they're not handing out weed or psychedelics on the table where all of a sudden there's some sort of clarity that people have. That doesn't happen. Nope, it's alcohol and all kinds of alcohol. So much so that one of the trips a few years ago, the crew and I were at, if you guys have played Pai Gow, if you haven't heard of it, I'm not surprised, because it's not a get-rich game. It's just one where we used to believe it was the game where you sat there and you could play for hours and just keep getting the free drinks. And there's truth to that. You know, there really was. We would play that game for a while. Drinks would come out. Nobody would ever win a shit ton of money. Like, I think there's only been, let's just say, again, I'll use 500. Let's say we played that game 500 times just amongst the crew that I go out there with. Not me individually, but all of us cumulatively. And I think maybe there's only been 3 or 4 big hands that have been hit. And the majority of the time, you sit down, let's just say with $200, we'll just use a small amount, and you can sit down there for a good 2 hours and walk out of there with $150, you know, and maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. So it's somewhere in that area, and it's just camaraderie amongst everybody. So if that's like, if your crew shows up and you just want to hang and play a couple games or whatever and just catch up, because that's really more it is. It's the catch up game. And that's when to do it. Well, one year we were at Planet Hollywood, and we were there. It was kamikaze shots that were coming out. And we tipped the waitress a little bit more because kamikaze shots aren't exactly something that they'd like to bring to the table, but they don't mind it either. They make it sound like it's a little bit of a big deal, but it's really not. And the reason why is because they're just trying to get you fucked up. And then before you know it, instead of playing $5 a hand, which is the table minimum, you're paying $50 a hand because, damn it, I'm going to show Vegas. There's some big fucking buildings and some phenomenal restaurants with some amazing chefs that were built because of that. Like, Vegas, like, you'll sit there and you'll play, like, all day long. And, you know, it gets to a point to where you sit down at the table and you're like, God, you know, I can't wait. I'm going to win money. And truthfully, like, I believe this to be true over my, you know, 20 plus years of going to casinos in all different locations and all different states, I truly believe that if you walk in with the attitude that you're going to lose, there is no doubt that you're going to lose. Just for whatever reason, maybe it's innate. If you walk in with more of an attitude that you're going to win, I think it's going to come back to you a little bit more. Because the hardest thing for people to do, in my opinion, I've talked about this many times, maybe not on this show, but on shows over the years, and I know there's quite a few of you that have listened to my former shows and now on this one, and bought from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. But the hardest thing to do is to walk away from the table up money. because you think you're on a roll. You think that things are going great, and all of a sudden, hey, I know what I'm doing. I'm just gonna keep doing, and I'm hot tonight. Well, you lose two hands in a row, and you know you've doubled your bet size, and all of a sudden, instead of being up $500, you're up $300. But you were up $500, so you know that you know how to do this, and all of a sudden, you're down $150. And then Vegas's favorite mantra that nobody talks about, but what they want everybody to say is, if I could just get to even. That's the goal. Like, everyone's like, all of a sudden you go from, oh my God, I'm going to win money, to, oh, if I could just get to even. And then people will play until their last chip is gone. And that's like a psychology thing too. Like, some people actually have to see that last chip leave the fucking table before they'll get up and walk away. And that's just so dangerous. Like, that's like the Vegas mantra. It really is. If they love themselves some new buildings, and those are all built on, if I could just get to even. So, phenomenal weekend. A great time with some of the best people on the planet. You know, we all have those that inner circle that you get close to. You know, girls have their girls trip, you know, and guys have their guys trip. Truthfully, we're at the point now, though, where, you know, families should bring families and could bring families. And some of the guys would be a little upset. Others probably wouldn't care. It's different. 20 some odd years ago, it was show up, drop the bag off, hit the strip club, and just do, you know, go all night and just do things that, you know, like party like you're 25. If I tried to do that now, man, I stayed up late one night and I feel it now. I mean, I was out till about 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, and no, maybe it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, even local time, which is 5 my time. So I guess 5 I stayed out till. Boy, I was train wrecked the next day, and I wasn't drunk. Like, I didn't even get messed up. So tips for your Vegas trips. Definitely plan ahead. Definitely set everything up ahead, and just know that shit will go wrong. You know, like, whatever amount of money that you thought you needed, you probably are going to need about 20% more than that. For God's sake, we had a cabana yesterday, or Sunday, I guess, by the time this thing drops, Sunday, to watch the NFL games. And we had something kind of go sideways, and we made the best out of it, and they actually improved the situation and put us into a cabana. A Pepsi, let's say it might have been a 20 ounce Pepsi, was $9. So just know that when it's more expensive for a Pepsi than it is a gallon of gas, that's fucking try, like, and like a lot, like 3 gallons, that was like three. Well, I guess it's like a gallon and a half of gas. Who am I kidding? So good times had by all. But let's keep the house real quick. I am Chaos. You can find me pretty much anywhere that you see me. And yes, I do realize that I do say pretty much anywhere you see me. I don't know where that came from. I am on this show, which I thank you all for listening, but it really seems like the other show, which I'm saying to anybody who's checking this one out, give that one at least 3 episodes. I think you'll be hooked on 2. Actually, I'm hoping you're hooked on 1, but I think 2, you're going to be like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. I get it now. But that is Swipe Wrong Podcast. That thing caught a lot of steam last week. Somebody must have featured it. That's all I can think of. And I think it was Google Podcasts or Samsung Podcasts or whatever did. So that's pretty awesome. But yeah, you can find me pretty much anywhere you see me. Check out my boy Jay Pelham on Pelham Place. The dude hasn't done many of those, but I know he's getting the itch again. Him and I were talking about it a little bit earlier, and just about some strategies for what we can do with some of the podcasts that we're working on. Idiots in a Box, I think, will be back soon. Maybe even 2 guys and Mike in Sports. We'll see. That's the Sunday show. Might just take off of this channel and put it on its own. And just kind of unleash some of this stuff and see what happens. If you want to reach out and you have your Swipe Wrong story, or to be honest, if you just want to cuss me out or something, 317-726-6616. Whatever you need to get off your chest, I'm here for you. That's really designed for the Swipe Wrong podcast. But like I said, if you need to yell, yeah, If I'm the biggest jerk on the planet, get it out, let it go. That's totally cool. So we'll wrap it up. Like, we'll keep this one pretty short, but we'll wrap it up with kind of how has your 2022 been? It seems like over the past 2 years, we've gone through COVID, aftermath of COVID, some of the weirdest political things that you'll ever see. Just people value their politics and value their right or wrong when it comes to politics more than they value other people. And I don't understand it. I had a conversation with a buddy this weekend and we were on opposite sides of the fence. You know what was weird? We're still friends. Bizarre, right? Uncanny, right? You know, just weird, out of control. So 2021 feels like it brought a lot of that. Brought a lot of fake news has come out more. People are having a lot harder time trusting. You know what I think needs to be seen more of that we don't is just cheering for everybody. Like, I don't care if your opinion is entirely different than mine. I care that you're up, smiling, and finding a way to be happy each day and working your way through that. That seems like it's the hardest thing. I have a niece who is attached to a screen or has been attached to a screen, which who doesn't? I mean, I think you all know some kid or someone or have a kid who's attached to a screen and just can't get away from a screen. And it's been talked about more and more that kids before, I think they said seventh grade, before 14, I take it back, I'm sorry, I think it was before 14, should not have their own phone. And the reason why is because, just like anything else, their minds aren't fully developed, and now their emotional connection to a device, like I know one who had it started in seventh grade, but the emotional connection to the device is so much, like, it like there literally is things in the mind that is attached to some of the games that they play where it is the same as a drug addiction. I mean, see Kyler Murray for this. I mean, the kid can't get off the games. I mean, I'm sure he has by now. Here's to hoping, because it's become so public, where it was affecting his NFL play. Multi-million-dollar contracts at stake, and he can't get off the video games and study game film and things like that. And they're downplaying it. They're saying, no, that's not the case. Bullshit. It wouldn't be out there if that wasn't the case. There wouldn't be some sort of truth to it. So, like, just be careful. Get everybody outside a little bit more. Because what seems to be happening is severe anxiety, suffering from it. Then the reason, I mean, everyone's going, gee, I wonder why anxiety's up so much. Well, yeah, I mean, connected to the phone. And one of the weird things too is, you ever notice who's prescribing the antidepressants or who's prescribing the ADHD? It's never a psychologist, or rarely a psychologist. It's a general practitioner. It's a fucking dentist or a gynecologist. It's not somebody who knows the brain. And like, the brain literally is becoming addicted to this drug at a young age because somebody's saying a pill is going to fix it. You know what'll fix it? Outdoors, exercise, just self-confidence. I really hope that no matter who, like, if you have somebody like this in your world who is going through shit like this, I swear, if there's a way to just, like, if I could, in the pill that I would like to give them is, like, take this and you'll be an arrogant motherfucker. I would love every fucking 14-year-old or 12-year-old to be an arrogant son of a bitch, because life will humble you eventually. So, you know, I would much rather have somebody be over the rails, over the top, confident, and then have life humble you and bring you back down a little bit, but still have the confidence to do anything, and go from there, as opposed to having so much self-doubt that you're afraid to try anything. So lots of good conversations over the weekend, and this is kind of what brought it up and turned into the rant on the show. So thank you for listening to Chaotic Commentary. As this one drops, you probably can now flip channels. It's not like a dial on your TV anymore or a radio station, but check the other podcast feed, because Swipe Wrong's new episode should be up as well. You just, in the meantime, you know how to get a hold of me, whether it's to cuss me out or to tell me a story or to send some love. In the meantime, just be good to each other.